one band, you put that in and it adds in. And also selecting the band, obviously during the day, 10 meters is going to be open and a lot better than it will be at night. You probably want to try to work the high bands first, because they're not open as long as, let's say, 20 meters would be. Or 40 meters is not much for DX during the day. But maybe you can work what the multi-stations do is they got a guy on 40 meters or 80 meters during the day. He'll be working the Canadians, all the two-pointers that he gets out of those or whatever the points value is. They keep those every point, because they're in big business with that. They have these stations grabbing every possible point there is. That's one thing about a contest, even for my little QRP signal, they'll strain their ears to hear it, because they want every point possible. Back to net, W2JK.
Thank you, Don. Any additional comments or questions? This is K2BAR. AJ4WD acting as control. I will turn it back to W2TTT. Gordon? Nothing heard. This is K2BAR. Rachel? AJ4WD acting as net control. And are there any other questions, comments for the net? Nothing heard. I would like to thank everyone for their participation on the net this evening, for the interesting answers and the questions that we've had a discussion here. And as always, we want to thank the repeater organization, Alpine, for the use of this repeater. And we will turn it back to normal amateur radio use. This is AJ4WD. Rachel, acting as second net control, and I wish everyone a good evening.
Nancy gets off at 7, so we're trying to figure out backup plan, whatever that means.
Well, we might do the usual adjourn to the cafe afterward.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. We will see. Excuse me. I'm yawning, but
it's okay.
By the way, one of the things I'm going to show Steve is the STR radio thing you showed me recently. Thank you for doing that. I think it would just be a really kick-ass way for him to validate his frequency, validate his signal quality, etc. Because he could just dial up Jerry's station and, you know, from River Edge to Hillsdale, even with his, you know, sub 1 watt signal, he'll probably be heard by Jerry.
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, I think Jerry has a reasonably good antenna too. So, yeah, you'd have a pretty good chance.
Yep. Exactamundo. Well, let's see. Where are we going here, folks? Okie dokie. Thank you. Hey, you know, for a midweek evening, there's a lot of traffic on Tinder come back at this hour.
Yeah, I left over from the city. It's been just horrible the last couple of days driving in and out.
Well, there's no picnic driving to Middletown at midday, let alone tonight coming home. My God, tonight coming home was ridiculous. It really was. It was an exercise in the usual congestion punctuated by dangerous driving conditions because of the way people were driving given the wet and the visibility.
Yep, people can get pretty silly. You know, I had various excitement this morning with people trying to jump into my lane even though I'm already there without signaling. And then he got annoyed at me. I thought that was really kind of funny.
Yeah. You know, the only problem with some of the tools I would think of to help level the playing field is that, like any arms race, the Alpha Hotels would get to use the same tools.
Yes, I mean, there have been times when, you know, it would be kind of nice to have it, you know, heavy armament. make them just go away. Anyway, no, it's pretty annoying sometimes. And I'm sure I could be pretty annoying on occasion as well.
Oh, yeah, well, I think any of us who spend any time commuting have our moments of, shall we say, frustration and lack of judgment. But anyway, all right, sir, I will bid you adieu for now. And, pardon me, hopefully we'll chat tomorrow. Pick that Nancy up at 7 and I go from there. MS2K, I'm going to TTT.
Okie dokie. Going through stuff I have here to do a project. And maybe I can get, well, I doubt it though. It would be kind of good to get Danny over to Fairlawn, but I don't see that happening on a Friday night.
Probably not. Alright, hasta la vista, MS2KW2TTT.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening, and hopefully see you guys tomorrow. W2TTT, MS2K.
W2TTT timeout.
just, you know, usual work. I got a box of, I called it the Bad Bullet Box. So I'm going through a bunch of stuff right now, all different room boxes. That's a unit. Transmitters. A room box is a receiver for HDMI. So I'm going through transmitters, room boxes, other transmitters. I ordered three chips for three units, but my boss doesn't want me to fix anything yet. He just wants me to separate what's working and what's not working.
Okay, alright. So, that sounds promising anyway. So, I know you broke the pressure washer the other day down at trying to get take a look at or at the machine shop. Any luck?
Not really. I took it apart. The piece, this plastic piece. The piece is plastic. It's where you attach your garden hose. And it comes in, it's got all these different shapes to it, and then it, it's hard to explain, by the time it gets to the inside, it's bolted with four bolts to this, this aluminum pot, I guess you might say, or a bowl, whatever. So where those four screws are, it's like this is a cap, and the four screws bolt this cap onto the aluminum piece, and then after I took it apart, I see, you know, where it's leaking and why, because in two dimensions, this piece by the four bolts is warped. I didn't think plastic could do that, but it did it. So I got in there with some silicone glue, and what I did is I put it all around, and plus there's this, this cap is in the shape of a Superman icon, you know, remember Superman with that big S on his chest, the thing looks in the shape of a diamond, that's what this O-ring looks like. Let me drop a minute. Okay, so, the O-ring has stretched. It's hard to get the thing back into where it's supposed to be. There's this, like, little groove in there where it's supposed to put it. But anyway, you can see from the outside the warps. So, I took some silicone glue, I took the thing apart, siliconed around the inside, you know, the where it mounts, and I put the four screws back, but I left the four screws loose, you know, to let this thing dry about a 16th of an inch before wailing down on the four screws. Let it dry like that, so then I have, when I go tighten down on the four screws, at least I have some kind of a compression agent. So I tried that, and I put the water back on, and I got this little pinhole leak. Okay, well, let's tighten down a little bit more. Then I got another leak in the back. Oh boy, let's do the other two screws, all right. Then it got worse. So let me drop again. Then I started tightening more and more and more and more, and then trying to loosen it up, because every time I'm trying to tighten this thing, it's getting worse. Maybe silicone's blown out of it, I don't know. So it turned out to be that I cranked these things all the way down, and probably because of where I had to put extra silicone underneath the arch of the warps, is where it's acting like a fulcrum, and then the case itself, the plastic piece, the cap, started cracking, and then it's coming out both cracks, and I said, this is a
losing battle here, so I just ordered the piece. I don't think they had it anymore, because last year the guy wanted me to buy a whole new casting inside for $60. He says, no, we don't just sell the O-ring anymore. Now all of a sudden they do. So I said, well, what's going on with management over there?
My guess is when they realized they weren't selling any replacement parts, when they only could get the whole unit, then they said, okay, I guess you're going to have to sell it in piecemeal.
It's a possibility. Let's see if Frank is out there yet. Frank, you okay out there? Maybe he's getting gas. So, I ordered the piece. It was $13 and $6 to ship it, so we're waiting.
Well, at least you can get the replacement parts. That's the good part.
Sometimes that pays off because you don't know. You know, it's been a year. I tried fixing this thing once before. They should have made this whole piece out of metal instead of this plastic Mickey Mouse. I told them that the thing warped in two dimensions. But you know companies, especially when you're speaking to a woman, she doesn't know anything. All she does is order. Can you explain the thing on the phone? You know what? They have their own website. They have this live chat thing, and then I went on the live chat thing. Now I'm going back and forth with this customer service guy. I don't know what's wrong with these people. You know, what seems to be the problem? Why, I gave you the problem already. Where is it leaking? I told him this already. I had already written a paragraph. This guy's not reading. Yesterday he wants to know what is leaking on the inside. So now I have to go tell him water, you know. Where do they grow these people? What do you think it is, molasses?
KB2JX, MKB2JLL for IDs. No, I believe you were talking to a computer.
Yeah, because the guy is coming back to me, you know, oh, sorry, I didn't read that, you know, he was honest, you know, so.
Yep, I think you're talking to a computer, and it's looking at keywords, and it's following a script.
I haven't got time for this Mickey Mouse. I feel like calling these clowns up, you know, get rid of this ongoing customer service Mickey Mouse. This is, you know, it's just plain stupid. I don't got time for this.
Yeah, it's the way things have changed, you know. Instead of just having a human who knows what they're doing, who might know what they're doing or know something about the product, you either hire somebody completely ignorant of the product for cheaper, or you replace them with a script following computer, which is usually the next step after you replace with the person who knows nothing, because the computer is cheaper.
But you're wasting people's time, you know, you're not on target here. You're going off on all these stupid tangents. It's got nothing to do with the problem. The computer, okay, Mr. Computer, read what I said. Everything is answered. No, they can't do that. You know, I go through this with other companies, too. You know, I mean, even years ago, before all this script stuff started.
Yeah, the problem here, though, is the your time doesn't cost the company anything.
I know, well, that's the whole problem. They don't care about that.
Thank you. But it is what it is these days.
Sorry, Frank. I can't make you out. You're about 30%.
Alright, this works better. At the end of the day, dollars. Technical person or someone who does not know the enough is better for them than your time. So it's unfortunate, that's just the way it is right now.
Well, maybe I can. Yeah, you're still coming in pretty weak there. Maybe I can call these people up and just tell them to shut the computer off. Keeps coming back with these stupid emails.
Alright,
you guys are keying up pretty fast before I could, so... so nah, don't worry about it, it's okay. KB2JXN, and we're talking to KB2JLL and Oscar also Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Delta Bravo, and we're about 3/4 the way to work, and but Frank, by the way, anyway, you're still just barely making the repeater, so I couldn't make out certain words anyway.
Am I still having that problem right now?
Right now, I lost transmission. You were coming in about 50%, but and I made out what you said.
Okay, well, I wonder if that has to do with you still talking to me. I think it's really only maxed out on 5 logs, so... but I am also experiencing an issue with the radio that's on here. So, I don't know if it's just the setting that I had on here by mistake, but I'm definitely, going to have the office right now, and, I guess we'll see.
Okay, you're at the office. You running a rubber duck?
No, I'm not.
Have a great day, you know, a little bit, and I'll be able to do better stuff. W2TTT, W2TTT, K1JMI. N2XAP mobile, listening. N2XAP mobile, listening.
NZ2K disconnected.
NZ2K listening. NZ2K.
KB2, Chang XM.